This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Should Frodo take Strider as a guide in the wilderness? Today we continue our exploration of the chapter Strider in J.R.R. Tolkien's Fellowship of the Ring, and we will dig into one of my most favorite lines from Lord of the Rings. I'm Aaron, your host and guide to wandering Middle-earth, especially for first-time readers of Tolkien's works. Visit ringspodcast.com to find my free downloadable guides for reading The Silmarillion and other works by J.R.R. Tolkien. Now, let's wander. So far in this chapter, we looked carefully at Strider, the dark things that he knows, and considered Frodo's ability to match language with his audience. Now we need to see if Frodo will actually accept Strider's offer, and what helps him make that decision. We begin with an accident. Not Frodo's accident with the One Ring, but an accident by the innkeeper of the prancing pony, Barleyman Butterbur. Barleyman Butterbur is busy and befuddled, but bows not to black riders. Yes, I came up with that tongue twister myself. If there is one phrase we could use to describe Barleyman, he says it himself, quote, "One thing drives out another." By my count, he says this about himself at least three times. Surely, Barleyman is busy. Frodo has been worried about Gandalf. He even delayed leaving the Shire because he thought Gandalf would come. He's stuck on the road because he wanted to meet Gandalf. Indeed, if Frodo had been with Gandalf, a good many near escapes would have been altogether avoided. As it turns out, that was all the fault of Barleyman, who failed to deliver a letter from Gandalf to Frodo. But before we go dishing out blame and shade onto Barleyman, let's take a look at how he himself handled two black riders who showed up at his inn. Only days before Frodo arrived, two black riders show up at the inn and ask for a hobbit named Baggins. Here's how Barleyman says he handled it. Quote, "I bid the black fellows be off," and slammed the door on them. Yes, indeed. Rather than the weak and dreading Barleyman that we see in the Peter Jackson films, Book Barleyman slams the door on not one, but two black riders. Barleyman should be honored among the unsung heroes who stood up to the Nazgul, like the Gaffer and Farmer Maggot. And similar to Farmer Maggot, Barleyman suggests that Frodo should stay there until things quiet down. Nevertheless, Barleyman forgot to send Gandalf's letter. Frodo has been anxiously awaiting news from him, so where is Gandalf? Let's track a little of his movements. In the letter, when Frodo finally reads it, Gandalf is in Bree on Mid-Year's Day, which is in the end of June, according to the calendar in Appendix D. This is only a few months after Gandalf's conversation at Bag End, when he revealed the One Ring to Frodo and convinced him to leave the Shire, all the way back in the chapter called A Shadow of the Past. In the letter, Gandalf also says that some news has reached him and he can't come to the Shire. A quick look in Appendix B, called The Tale of Years, and we see that Gandalf is, quote, imprisoned in Orthanc on July 10. So whatever news he received, he went to Saruman the White Wizard, and there was betrayed and delayed, while the Nazgul set out for Mordor and raced towards the Shire. Frodo doesn't know any of this, of course, and neither do we as the reader. From Frodo's perspective, Gandalf is missing, and no one has heard from him, and he has left the Shire only just in time to avoid the Black Riders. Let's assume, though, that Frodo had received the letter and left the Shire before. He would have avoided some near escapes with the Black Riders. Strider likely would have found them on the road. They may have avoided the quite unfortunate mistake of the One Ring slipping onto Frodo's finger. Barleyman says that even Nob, who is not the brightest hobbit, is starting to connect Frodo's accidental disappearing with the story of the crazy hobbit who disappeared in the Shire all those years ago. And Frodo is trying to be stealthy. But let's dig deeper into some of the postscripts that Gandalf provides in the letter, specifically about Strider. More on this after this short break.
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Lord Vader, Operation Andor is underway.
Excellent. If we release 3 episodes per week, the Lorehounds will never be able to cover every episode. The Imperial forces will crush the rebellion before it begins.
Stand by. We're picking up something on our scanners.
Echo Squadron, reporting in.
Delta Squadron, on your left.
Django Squadron, on your 6.
With Imperial forces coming in fast, we're calling all Rebels to join the fight this season. Starting after the April 22nd premiere, you'll hear 3 full breakdowns for each week's episodes of Andor Season 2. Each podcast will be led by one of our squadron leaders, Alicia, David, and John. We'll be bringing in new and familiar voices to fill out the roster. Search for the Lorehounds on any podcast platform to join us in a galaxy far, far away. And don't forget to check out our season pass for even more content like our Holocron bonus pods. It's good news for anyone, except Darth Vader.
In his letter, Gandalf provides a poem, part of which reads, quote, "All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost." Let's pause and ponder on this poem for a moment. The images of the poem evoke in my mind the old adage, "Don't judge a book by its cover." In other words, things are not always as they appear to be on the surface. Not everything that is precious as gold will glitter. Sometimes the gold is hidden from the surface. The idea of wandering without being lost is one of my favorite lines in all of Tolkien's works, and really one that inspired this entire Lore of the Rings podcast. We wander Middle-earth, and my hope is that you don't feel lost. Another image of things not being what they superficially seem. Deep roots not reached by the frost. Roots are not seen on the surface, especially deep ones. To survive the cold and shadow, deep roots preserve life and hope that will blossom in the spring. In a far future episode, when we look at other chapters in The Return of the King, we will see Aragorn and his connection with the White Tree of Gondor, and one of my favorite book scenes that didn't make it into the films that shows just how deep Aragorn's roots actually are. And it all connects back to the 2 trees of Valinor from the first age of Middle-earth, but we won't get to that scene for a while yet. In this chapter, we've already seen how these images reveal who Strider is. Like we explored in the previous episode, Strider appears to be a rascal, a rogue, with questionable intentions and seemingly mind-reading powers. He even says, quote, "I believe my looks are against me." We even see it again in another instance, when he seems to be quick to temper toward Barleyman, quote, "Then who would you take up with? A fat innkeeper who only remembers his own name because people shouted at him all day?" Ouch, Strider. Yet he quickly follows this up by praising Barleyman for any help he can provide, because, quote, "every little helps." But Frodo is able to see past the surface, saying another line that you will likely remember from the film, quote, "I think one of his spies, the enemy spies, would, well, seem fairer and feel fouler." The imagery of the poem confirms Frodo's feelings towards Strider. However, quick sidebar, Strider isn't the only one who isn't what he seems on the surface. He says this about hobbits in the wild, quote, "You would die first, unless you are made of sterner stuff than you look to be." So the idea of looking beyond the surface to find the true qualities of a person is all throughout this chapter. The second half of the poem shifts from images of unseen power to images of renewal. Fire from ashes, light from shadows, broken blades being renewed, a king again receiving his crown. While all of these images are metaphorical and poetic, in at least 2 cases, they are also literal. Strider carries with him a broken sword, one that he reveals to Sam after frightening the hobbits and faking to take the ring. The sword he carries is Narsil, the blade that Elendil carried into battle against Sauron. A little sidebar about the shards, these were held by Elrond in Rivendell after Isildur's ambush, and Elrond gave them to Aragorn when he turned 20. The shards, along with a special ring from the First Age, were the heirlooms of Aragorn's house. When Elrond presented them to Aragorn, he said, quote, "Here is the ring of Barahir, the token of our kinship from afar. And here also are the shards of Narsil. With these you may yet do great deeds." For more on the ring of Barahir, listen to episode number 20 at ringspodcast.com/20. And as is revealed, Strider is indeed Aragorn, the heir of Isildur the Crownless, who through the course of these events will become king and return to his kingdom. One last idea about this poem, and it reveals Tolkien's medievalist writing style. In one letter, Tolkien lamented the loss of a particular grammatical device in the English language. Quote, "If modern English has lost the trick of putting a word desired to emphasize, for pictorial, emotional, or logical reasons, into prominent first place, so much the worse for it, and so much the better for it the sooner it learns the trick again." In other words, English has lost the ability for certain words to be placed at the head of a poetic line, for various emphatic reasons. What does this have to do with the Aragorn poem? Take a look again at the lines in the second half, the renewal portion of the poem. Here are some of the first words that we hear there. Light, renewed, crownless. In those three words, we see Aragorn's character journey. He is the light that brings hope. His sword shall be renewed. He is the crownless that will be made king. With these final pieces of evidence, Strider again offers his services in another line taken by the film and placed elsewhere. Quote, "I am Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and if by life or death I can save you, I will." To download my free chapter guide for this chapter, visit ringspodcast.com/strider. Thank you to this episode's executive producer, The Old One. If you would like to support the Lore of the Rings podcast, visit ringspodcast.com/member. If you found today's Wandering of Middle-earth to be inspiring, please share this episode with a friend. Lastly, if you would like to connect with me, I am most active on Threads. Find a link to my profile at ringspodcast.com and tap the at symbol near the top. And thank you for wandering Middle-earth with me today.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.